This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. It's about 6 minutes past the hour. Our next guests are here to preview a documentary about the legendary dog musher George Outlaw. We have here in the studio the Gold Town Nickelodeon's Colette Costa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott.
And on the phone, we have documentary maker Catherine Axley. Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
It's nice to have you here. Colette, why don't we start with you about the details of when we can see this documentary?
Let's start at the end and go to the beginning, Scott. I love it. You are going to come and see this documentary on Saturday, and I know there's a lot going on, and you could fit this into your schedule. Saturday at 4 p.m., we're going to start. We'll have a short introduction and watch the movie, and then a short Q&A afterwards. And I wish I had more to say.
What attracted you to this documentary?
Well, it was something that I got to be honest, that Bob Banghart brought to me. And I don't remember how, Catherine, you and Bob have known each other from I think, some other endeavor. But basically, Bob brought it to me, and he said, have you heard about this? And I hadn't as of yet. And oddly enough, at the same time, I had been looking at a new fictionalized account of the beginning of the Iditarod, the original Serum Run, and it's not a great movie. And so I was like, well, it's Alaskan-based, and I like to do that, but ... And at the same time, I was trying to plan some Native films or Native-based films for Native American Heritage Month in November, and I just wasn't landing on the right thing, and you know what? Serendipity.
All right, and here we are. Catherine Axley, tell us a little bit about how you got inspired to make this documentary.
Yeah, so I originally came to Alaska because my good friend Jonathan Christ Tompkins, the representative from Sitka, I was interested in his work to introduce a bill to recognize Native languages as official languages of the state, his work along with many others. So I originally came kind of interested in making a short film on that. But when I was in Sitka, I read an article about George, it was an article that wasn't about his past. I had never heard of George, knew nothing about dog mushing, but it was about what he was doing as an 80-year-old, that he was introducing dog mushing into his community, into his village of Huslia, to kids as a form of cultural revitalization. So I was really curious, you know, what that looked like, and I was kind of impressed that this man who had, you know, this incredible career was, you know, what is a world champion with many titles, that he was starting a new chapter at this late stage of life. So that's kind of how it started.
All right. I found your original Kickstarter page and sort of one of the first iterations of the trailer. And here, if I may, I'd like to play a quote by George himself that reflects exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
I'm 81 years young.
Yeah.
Still want to get on a sled?
Yeah, like last winter. I trained the dogs for the kids. Like, I'm working with kids in Huslia because our schools are Indian schools, just Indian kids, and there are very few white kids. These kids could learn the history of the world. But in reality, there's nothing in their schools to tell them where they came from. There is no history, you know. So that's where I come in. History of dogs go way back within our tribe. My dad made a living as a trapper and had a dog team that he used on trap line, and we lived off the country.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Now let's start a shoot.
Good job! Come on!
It's almost hard to imagine being with dogs all my life. The things that they would tell you. When you're running them, they're constantly talking to you.
All right, and sadly, George passed in 2015, is that right?
Yes. Yep. Well, yes. Yeah, so George he and sorry, I stutter over the radio sometimes, but he did pass away while we were filming, which was completely unexpected.
I bet. What was that like, spending time with him?
Yeah, I mean, I still to this day pinch myself that I've been able to have this experience and spend time with him. We filmed in Huslia for a few months on and off. We had the lucky circumstance that year he had decided to take in his grandnephew Joe Beifelt, and Joe was a sophomore at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and he decided to take a year of distance education courses to be able to spend a year back in Huslia with his grandpa and train to race. So that relationship and that mentorship became the core of what we did film.
All right. Colette Costa, a lover of documentaries and films and videos, what do you appreciate about some of the cinematography that you've seen in here and in the interviews and coverage?
Well, it's obviously it's a part of Alaska I've never been to, first of all, and Alaskans are not great at visiting their own state. So it's kind of, I got to see bits and pieces of it that I haven't seen before. And also a whole culture and world that clearly I'm not a part of. I don't really know very much about, and being able to see sort of that daily interaction and just how lucky she was to have been in a place and a time to catch this stuff when she did.
Absolutely. What were some of the challenges you had making this documentary, Catherine?
Yeah, well first was just logistics, you know, getting to Alaska, you know, for funding, which is why we initially launched that Kickstarter campaign. We were lucky that, you know, George has a wide network of friends and family who lent us cold weather gear, and who took us in. You know, we were able to stay with George in his cabin while filming. But of course, I think the biggest challenge was losing him, for sure.
Wow, I bet. Colette, can you give us the details again on when we can see this?
Absolutely, it'll be for now. We only have one show slated, which is Saturday at 4 p.m. Like I said, a little introduction, so we'll probably start a little bit after 4. So, you know, Juno 4 is 4:15. But there's, I do want to talk to you, Catherine, when you get here about adding a second show. I've already had people emailing me, telling me they can't make it Saturday and they'd like to see it. So keep your ears open. GoldTownNick.com is our website. You'll have more information on there. And it's a free screening. We're just taking donations at the door. And we're really encouraging people to bring kids to this, younger people, just as I think that's kind of incorporated into the film, is how he's also striving to kind of help these villages out of you know, problems with drugs, mental illness, et cetera, and give them alternate things to do.
And Catherine is coming up.
She
be
is.
Here,
she
part
is.
Of the screening.
She'll be here, gets in Friday night. She's only here for the day. Juno, let's give her a proper welcome, please, just for the screening. And then, in fact, she's in Bethel right now doing work with this, and then she's off again back down south.
And I imagine there'll be a talkback session, questions and answers.
Yeah.
Wonderful. This is Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Goldtown Theater in downtown Juneau, Alaska. Catherine, just to take us out here, what do you hope people sort of take from this documentary?
Yeah, well, you know, for people in the lower 48, I hope they recognize George Atla as one of our great American sports heroes. And then you know, for Alaskans, you know, I hope that they can see kind of his work with kids through dog mushing as a unique form of cultural revitalization, and perhaps, you know, as it can be a model for other communities to create their own unique models of cultural revitalization.
All right, that is Director of Atla, a new documentary. See it at 4 p.m. at the Goldtown Theater this Saturday. Catherine Axley, thank you so much. Colette Costa,
thank you.
Thanks for all you do. We'll see you all Saturday at 4. And here's a song inspired by George Atla. It's called You Gotta Run by Buffy St. Marie and Tanya Tagak.